This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Tomorrow is the day the full United States House of Representatives will vote on impeaching President Donald Trump on two counts, abuse of power and obstruction of justice. Today, however, another procedural endeavor is underway in what is known as the House Rules Committee, where Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland is tasked with putting forward the Democrats' case. His counterpart, Republican Doug Collins, holds forth, much as he did as ranking member of the Judicial Committee.
What Mr. Raskin just brought up is an interesting point. So is it okay if you're running for president that you can't be investigated, even if you did something overseas? So if you're running for president and you did something overseas, it would be off limits, according to Mr. Raskin's argument, for the United States government to investigate that. That's the argument he just set up.
Congressman Raskin's responds.
But I think they're put into something of a corner here because the president has declared his conduct perfect. Absolutely perfect, and he can do whatever he wants. And so they are unable to say, to make the case that I would make, is if I were trying to defend the president, I would say, okay, that was totally wrong and off limits, but it's not impeachable for X, Y, and Z reasons. But they're not allowing anybody that space to say it. They must go with the president's assertion.
At the end of the session today, a vote will take place approving the procedural format for tomorrow's vote, as yet no time has been given. An online video purportedly deemed offensive to Shiite Muslims has sparked unrest in Lebanon, which remains on edge amid anti-government protests that have been going on since mid-October. Late Monday, hundreds of angry supporters from Lebanon's two main Shiite majorities, Hezbollah and Amal, clashed with security forces and anti-government protesters camped out in central Beirut after the video showed a man insulting important Shiite figures. This is VOA News. A special court in Pakistan on Tuesday found former president and military ruler Pervez Musharraf guilty of high treason and sentenced him to death. This was the first time a military dictator was tried and convicted in court in Pakistan. Hamid Ali Khan is a senior Supreme Court lawyer.
This is a unique decision of the in the history of Pakistan, where for the first time a military dictator has been punished by the court under the constitution and the law. And it was overdue because constitution had been violated no less than four or five times in the history of Pakistan.
Musharraf, who is currently receiving medical treatment in Dubai, came to power through a military coup in 1999. His initial actions received legal cover by the judiciary and subsequently the parliament. It was his imposition of the state of emergency in 2007 that led to the charges against him today. The UN and Switzerland are hosting the first global refugee forum in Geneva today and tomorrow, an event aimed at drawing pledges of financial, technical, and other assistance, as well as encouraging changes of policy to enable refugees better inclusion in society. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, told the event,
"Globally, the international response to refugees has been piecemeal and unbalanced. Sharing responsibility, the foundation of our modern system for protecting refugees, is being replaced in countries with more resources."
He said the protection environment today is complex and troubling.
"We see refugees who have fled for their lives being demonized and turned into figures of fear. We see people making political capital by stoking public anxiety and directing it towards some of the world's most marginalized and vulnerable people."
He noted that the number of refugees is far higher if people who are displaced within their own countries are included in the figures. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said Monday he has not issued any orders to reduce troop levels in Afghanistan, but he would like to shift some sources to other missions, including those focused countering China in the Indo-Pacific region. China and Russia proposed lifting some U.N. sanctions on North Korea on Monday, that according to a draft resolution to the U.N. Security Council seen by Reuters. Russia says the move is meant to help along talks between Pyongyang and Washington. However, a U.S. State Department official told Reuters now isn't the time to end sanctions, with the North threatening to escalate tensions and nuclear talks on ice. For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.